This morning, we'll take a look at what it means to be awkward and how the same traits that make us socially anxious and cause embarrassing faux pas also provide the seeds for extraordinary success. As humans, we all need to belong. While modern social life can make even the best of us feeling gawky, for roughly one in five of us, navigating its challenges is consistently overwhelming, an ongoing maze without an exit. Psychologist and interpersonal relationship expert Tai Tashiro's new book, Awkward, The Science of Why We're Socially Awkward and Why That's Awesome, unpacks decades of research into human intelligence, neuroscience, personality, and sociology to help us better understand this widely shared trait. And we welcome Tai Tashiro to the roundtable this morning. Tai, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Very nice to have you. So give us a sense of how you came to the topic and where your interest in it began.
Yeah, you know, my background's in psychology and specifically in interpersonal relationships. And when I was finishing up my first book, which was about the science of dating, I was thinking about topics for the second book. And one of the things I was noticing is that some of my friends who are socially awkward had moved to new cities or were in new jobs. And as I observed them, I thought, gosh, they're really struggling and people aren't giving them a chance. And that's really too bad because they're wonderful people with great intentions and a lot of interesting abilities. And I thought if they could just skip the first 5 minutes of social interactions, they'd probably be a lot better off because that's really the part that was tripping them up. And so I thought, what is it about these initial parts of social interaction that are so challenging for these folks who are otherwise bright, interesting people?
One of the things that is fascinating that you hone in on very early in the book is that really there's none of us that come out of this unscathed, that you look at the average person, there is some level of awkwardness within them.
That's right. One of the interesting psychological findings is that awkward characteristics, so things like having trouble picking up on social cues or social skill deficits, maybe some communication problems, these things are normally distributed along a bell curve in a general population. And so that means the average person in the population has a few things about them that they struggle with, whether those are social skills or communication things. And it's okay, but when you get out around, let's say, the top 20th percentile of people who have these kinds of social struggles, that's when you start to have somebody who's probably an awkward person.
So we're awkward often by comparison.
That's right. It's all relative. And, you know, even though everybody has an awkward moment, and sometimes those awkward moments can be funny in hindsight or seen with some levity, for some people, you know, they're awkward almost all the time, or at least social situations feel uncomfortable or a little bit opaque to them.
So go into just a little bit more detail, if you can, of what awkward characteristics are, of what those characteristics are made up of.
So I like the old, the root of the word awkward comes from an old Norse word, afugur, and that means facing a different direction. And I think that's a really helpful broad way to think about awkward people because it suggests that they might miss social expectations or miss social cues that other people are seeing pretty easily. But they are also looking in a different direction, so they might be seeing things that are unique or potentially useful. But while they're not seeing these social cues or social expectations, it makes social life more clumsy for them, and they have a hard time understanding exactly what to do or exactly what they should say. And sometimes they will charge ahead and just say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. And even though it tends to be minor kinds of things, that can be really embarrassing for somebody.
You look at the numbers, men tend to be more awkward than women.
Yeah, significantly, which is bad news for us guys. But
shocking, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
So, but we didn't.
I think the reason. Oh, go ahead.
Well, you can get to the reasons, but we didn't start out necessarily that way as boys, right? It changes over time.
So that's part of the interesting nuance of why men are more awkward than women on average. There are some biological roots. So behavioral genetics studies show that the heritability of awkwardness in men is about 52%, so about half. For women, it's about 39%, which is significantly lower. And some brain imaging studies suggest that there actually might be some biological roots to these differences in awkwardness. Now, I think culture plays a bigger role, and so we don't do as good of a job as a society, on average, of making boys feel comfortable with emotions or as good at reading emotions. We don't do as good of a job at helping boys with skills to be emotionally intelligent. And so I think these cultural factors are probably play a bigger role, but there is some evidence that there's a small biological piece as well.
We think of the awkward conversations that we have, and whether it's us, ourselves, who are being awkward or the other person, we often think of what that conversation is, and it comes to where you look at, and we often avoid eye contact. What is the reason for that? Why are we trying to look elsewhere? And again, you getting into the root of the word of that whole idea of facing the wrong way. So what are we looking at or trying to avoid looking at when we avert our eyes?
There's people who aren't awkward, actually, who will avoid eye contact. And a lot of parents have asked me if their kids looking at screens all the time has contributed to more erratic eye contact. And I think that's probably true. Just for the average kid who's not awkward, they're accustomed to looking down at their phone or whatever else. But it usually doesn't become a problem. So if they really need to make eye contact, they can adjust and be just fine. But for kids or adults who are socially awkward, they have these really interesting laboratory studies where they'll track where their pupils go. So you can see precisely within millimeters where people are looking. And if they show folks images on a computer screen of faces, and if they try to guess what this person is feeling, what they find is that non-awkward people will reflexively, within milliseconds, look to the eye region. And that's because the eye region is the most information-rich part of the face. So that's a good place to look. Awkward people, by comparison, reflexively look to the chin or to the ears, which, as you can imagine, are much less information rich. So they start the social interaction a few steps behind. And they look away from the eyes because looking into the eye region is kind of like looking into the sun for too long for awkward people. Their brain processes those social cues in the eye region of somebody else as kind of too intense. And so it easily overwhelms them.
Too intense, or do they process them as negative?
So that's the interesting thing. It's not necessarily a low self-esteem thing. So it's not that the awkward person is thinking, this person's looking at me and judging me negatively. It's just that they're looking into those eyes, and it's just their brain's processing that information in a too intense kind of fashion.
So the best way to avoid that intensity is to look elsewhere.
Yeah, that's the reflexive way they do it. And I think with kids, what parents can do is, or if you're an adult, for that matter, is you can learn to tolerate that intensity. And, it takes a while. It'll take months or even years sometimes. But for myself, for example, I was an awkward, very awkward kid. And my parents said, hey, we know this makes you feel uncomfortable, but you have to do it because it's giving people the wrong impression. It makes other people think that you're disinterested in what they're saying or that you don't care. And we know that's not true. So you're going to have to learn to make more regular eye contact. And eventually I did.
The full title of the book is Awkward, The Science of Why We're Socially Awkward and Why That's Awesome. So what is the awesome part?
Well, there's a lot of awesome parts, which is great news, certainly. But this tendency to look elsewhere, part of that story is that awkward people also see the world in a much more sharply focused kind of way. So instead of seeing things broadly, they have this kind of intense focus. They tend to be extremely passionate and enthusiastic about the things that they love or that they're interested in. And that's why awkward people tend to nerd out about things. So they'll nerd out about maybe an academic subject. It could be a leisure interest, like a certain movie or book series. And that's a wonderful quality, I think. And this sharp focus and this great enthusiasm can lead to what psychologists call deliberate practice. So deliberate practice is the often heard in the popular media as the 10,000 hours needed to become expert in something. Well, that requires a lot of just consistency and a lot of stubbornness, actually, just to master the facets of an area or a concept to become really good at it. And so if you had a sharp focus and if you had a lot of enthusiasm for something, deliberate practice would actually come a little more easily.
So there will always be awkwardness in our world, and there will always be awkward people, and that is not a bad thing.
It's not necessarily a bad thing, yeah. You know, awkwardness is associated with what psychologists call striking talent, so the idea that you're really excellent in a particular area. And that's useful, not only to the person, but can be useful to the broader group. You know, one of the questions I entertained was, why didn't awkwardness get selected out evolutionarily over time? And I think the reason is because they provide this unique perspective and provide these specialized talents that are really useful to a larger group of people.
The name of the new book is Awkward, The Science of Why We're Socially Awkward and Why That's Awesome. The book is published by William Morrow. Ty Toshiro, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is Awkward, The Science of Why We're Socially Awkward and Why That's Awesome. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.